From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Two attacks in Iraq today added to the pressure on U.S. authorities to keep order. In western Iraq, a bombing killed seven Iraqis. They were cooperating with Americans and training to become police officers. And then tonight, a British journalist died in Baghdad itself. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad and joins us now. Guy, let's start with the attack on the Iraqis outside Baghdad. What happened today?
That attack took place in Ramadi, which is about 60 miles west of Baghdad. And all signs at this point seem to indicate that it was a deliberate attack. It happened outside of a police station just as some Iraqi recruits were emerging from a morning training session with U.S. forces. Now, there's a lamppost just outside that station, and it's now believed that a bomb was actually placed inside that lamppost.
And the people who were killed were, we should point out again, Iraqis, not Americans.
Yeah, that's right. And it makes today's attack particularly troubling because it appears as if Iraqis who have decided to work with American forces are now being targeted. And I can tell you that Iraqis that I've spoken with about this over the past week are really frightened about these kinds of attacks. There's been a whispering campaign recently here in Baghdad and in central Iraq that is warning Iraqis not to cooperate. Even my driver here in Baghdad has pretty much taken all traces that identify his car with NPR or the media. He's removed them because he's been approached by neighbors and people in his area asking him why he's working with Americans.
Which brings us to the other story tonight, that a British journalist has been killed in Baghdad. What happened?
Well, he was shot outside the Iraqi National Museum, and at this point it's still not clear who the attacker was, but of course it's a very disturbing development in the sense that up until now foreign civilians were not being targeted. We know he was a British national who at one time worked for ITN, the British News Network, as a producer, but it's not clear whether he was here in Iraq with ITN and with his death. It brings the total number of journalists who died in this conflict to 16.
Now, Guy, there's been one attack after another in Iraq, as you've been reporting and other people have been reporting over the last several weeks and months. I know that U.S. officials have suggested that the people behind these attacks are Ba'ath Party loyalists, people loyal to Saddam Hussein, which is another way of saying that this is just a marginal slice of society that's involved here. But what are you learning there?
Well, in the past few days, I met with a senior U.S. official who's working with the American-led authority here, and he told me straight out that there's almost no evidence to support those claims that these attacks are being carried out entirely by former Ba'athists or Saddam loyalists. One of the things he pointed out is that the real problem here is you have a million former Iraqi soldiers out of work. Paul Bremer, who's the top civilian administrator here, he dissolved the Iraqi army when he arrived in the country in May. And there's a sense among some people in the U.S. administration here that that was an enormous mistake, because what happened was you left a million men out of work with access to many, many weapons. And there's a sense here among some of the officials, U.S. officials, that a lot of those attacks are being carried out or being organized by those former soldiers who have access to those weapons. They're out of work, they have no money. And in a sense, it's becoming an increasingly big problem for the U.S. because it's very hard for them to pinpoint who exactly is carrying out these attacks. I've met so many people in this country who say they are so happy that Saddam Hussein is gone, and they are so very unhappy that the U.S. military is in their country. It sounds like a contradiction. It is. But it's one of the things that you hear very regularly from Iraqis.
NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. Guy, thanks very much, as always.
Thanks, Steve.